Tucson City employees who do not get vaccinated against COVID-19 by December 1st will lose their jobs. The Tucson City Council voted 4-3 last night to require vaccines for city workers and to fire those who do not get the shots. With me to talk about what this means is Nicole Ludden, local government reporter for the Arizona Daily Star. And Nicole, what was the rationale for the council members who voted in favor of this?
You know, this vaccine mandate idea has been going on a long time in Tucson City Council. On August 13th, more than 2 months ago, you know, they enforced voted on a vaccine mandate for their employees, and those who didn't get vaccinated by August 24th would be subject to a 5-day unpaid suspension. We're hearing from some council members like Steve Gazachik that 5-day suspension, you know, some employees can go through that and still remain unvaccinated afterwards. And so in order to protect the public and employees within Tucson's government, it seems like those city council members, as well as the mayor who voted in favor of this, really thought that this is just something that needs to happen sooner rather than later.
So the estimates are that this would affect around 300 city employees. Do we know where they work, like which kinds of employees these might be?
Yeah, so the latest vaccination data hasn't been released, but as of about a month ago, we saw that some of the departments with the highest levels of unvaccinated employees included police and fire, as well as the Tucson Water Department. And we know that both of Tucson's police and fire unions who represent those employees have expressed opposition to this mandate and have even sued in Pima County Superior Court against the mandate.
So this could be a situation where the city loses police officers and firefighters. I would imagine that was on the minds of at least some of the council members, presumably especially those who voted against this.
Yeah, absolutely. That was the key concern of those who voted against this, a loss of core services or some sort of mass exodus of employees who just don't want to get vaccinated.
So what is the process going forward? Like if these workers decide now that they would like to get vaccinated, is there still a chance for them to do that?
Yes, absolutely. I'm hearing from City Manager Michael Ortega that all of these employees, you know, even those who are facing these 5-day suspensions, will go through an appeal process with their supervisor. And even those who would eventually face termination by December 1st would go through a process with their supervisor to make that final decision. So I'm assuming that there will be a due process given to these individuals.
And based on your reporting, it looks like middle of December is when these workers who do not get vaccinated would lose their jobs. What is the city trying to do, or how is the city trying to plan to potentially lose 300 workers, you know, in the next, you know, month or so?
Yeah, it's a big deal. And last night, City Manager Michael Ortega said, you know, if Mayor and Council were to adopt this and set that December 1st deadline as they did, he would start as soon as today, you know, marketing and recruiting employees who are vaccinated. And it seems like he's going to take on this big process of, you know, bringing in more resources from human resources and recruiting to potentially fill those vacancies. And the city already has pretty significantly high vacancies within its department. So it's going to be a big task to take on.
What are the legal ramifications of this?
Right. So when the city council first adopted their mandate, where the punishment was 5-day unpaid suspension, enforcement of that mandate actually paused on September 7th after Attorney General Mark Brnovich said the policy was a violation of state law that bars local governments from mandating vaccines. And that law was part of that package of budget reconciliation bills passed by the state legislature in the summer. But then the implementation of those suspensions was back in place after a Maricopa County Superior Court judge struck down that law, which Brnovich claimed the city violated. That decision is pending review in the Arizona Supreme Court. I believe oral arguments are scheduled for November 2nd, but it's kind of impossible to tell how soon a decision will be made there.
Right. But so, I mean, I guess that means that the city is moving ahead with this, even though the final, you know, determination of the constitutionality of that law has not yet been made.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, same thing when that bill I just mentioned was still set to take place on September 29th, the city was sort of racing the clock, if you will, to get their enforcement of the original vaccine mandate in place before it took effect. So it seems like they're trying to get as much done as they can here.
Is there any talk of other localities or other counties, maybe Pima County, following suit here?
You know, Pima County actually earlier in the day Tuesday, the Board of Supervisors met and they made their own version of the vaccine mandate. They've been sort of talking about this for months now, but have taken a different approach than City Council. They ultimately mandated the vaccine, but only for employees who work with vulnerable populations. So that's those who work in the Pima County Jail or youth detention center, or who work with elderly populations or youth. And we don't know exactly what those job classifications will be yet, but we expect a certain subset of Pima County government employees will have to abide by that requirement.
All right. That is Nicole Ludden, local government reporter with the Arizona Daily Star. Nicole, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.